Welcome to another edition of Marketing Insights, a monthly podcast where we talk to industry leaders about key issues, trends, legislative initiatives, and association news that affects all of us who serve the construction, industrial, and MRO markets. Sit back now and enjoy as we learn together.
Welcome to another edition of Tradesman Insights. I just returned from the SAFTA show in San Antonio for 2011 and caught up with some manufacturers and some independent reps to get their thoughts on how the show went. So this is what you're going to be hearing. Enjoy. I'm talking with Bill Marks from Wacker Neuson at the SAFTA show. Bill, how's the show going for you?
We've had a very good show so far. We've been able to visit with quite a few dealers who both carry our product today and have potential to carry it in the future. We see a good amount of attendance, and we're looking forward to a good day number two.
And what's the mood of the distributors that you're talking to?
Quite upbeat. A lot of the customers are saying that they're having significantly better years than they did previous, and that they're looking forward to 2012, even though there's questions about the economy, the distributors are upbeat, and they're feeling like they're going to go out and take more business away and be more aggressive in the market, and they're excited about it.
Well, good. What does 2012 look like for you in the SAFTA marketplace?
Wacker Neuson is positioning itself for a good 2012. We've got a lot of growth in this business, in this segment of the business, and so it could be a strong year for us.
Good, good. Have you heard anything at the show? Anything interesting you want to share?
The opening remarks were quite good. I enjoyed the upbeat comments by all of the people who were speaking yesterday morning, and the array of products here is quite varied. It's good for us to be here that we're starting to segment into this side of the business a little bit more. And so overall, it's all very exciting for us.
Bill, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I'm talking with Troy Post from R&M Material Handling. Troy, how's the show going for you?
Really good. The show has a lot of people coming through. Booths have been pretty busy. San Antonio does a really good job in hosting the event, and really, really proud of how everything's going.
And what's the mood of the distributors that you're talking to?
Most of the distributors are very up with what 2011 has been thus far and looking for a good finish. It's been a little bit more positive looking in 2012, so it's very, very good forecast we're looking at for next year.
And does that forecast roll into the R&M forecast for this marketplace as well?
Yes, I definitely believe so. The industrial distribution does have a very good view of things, and it's a very good barometer in the market. So, yes, I believe it's going to be very good.
And have you heard anything interesting at the show you want to share with our audience? That you can share with our audience?
I don't have one for that one.
Okay, well, that's fine. Troy, thank you very much for your time. I'm with Ryan DeArmond from Channel Lock. Ryan, how's the show going for you?
It's going very well. I mean, it's been very busy. A lot of the distributors walking around, checking out new items. Yesterday we barely had a chance to sit down, and the show's been very busy and optimistic.
That's good. Well, what's the mood of the distributors?
It seems to be going very well. They're optimistic. Looking at new items, taking on some new opportunities that we're offering, and they're here and they're looking to buy.
That's a good sign. What does 2012 look like for you for the SAFTA marketplace?
It should be good. A lot of the industrial side of the market for us has come around. We're still lagging a little bit in the trade side, but industrial came back very well in 2011, and 2012 we should continue that trend.
Good. Thank you very much, Ryan. I'm talking with Greg Hebling from Right Tool. Greg, how's the show going for you guys?
So far, the traffic was pretty good yesterday. We're looking forward to a good day today, which is the closing day on Tuesday. But it was very steady yesterday, and we saw a lot of good quality customers.
What was the mood of the distributors that you were talking to?
They're all very upbeat. They all seem to be having a good 2011 from their sales standpoint. They tend to be averaging between 10 and 15% up. So they're all in a positive mood for 2012.
Speaking of 2012, how does 2012 shape up for Right Tool in the staff marketplace?
Everything we hear says 2012 is going to be pretty much flat and equal to what's going on in 2011. Our expectations is we're going to try to get about 10% more market share, organic growth for 2012.
And lastly, have you heard or seen anything interesting in the show that you want to talk about?
I haven't seen anything yet. I haven't had a chance to walk the show yet, but I plan on doing that today.
That's a good problem to have. Thank you, Greg. I'm speaking to Al Muto from Calculate Industry. Al, how's the show going for you?
The show is going very good. Yesterday was, even though it was just a half a day, it was steady. Talked to a lot of dealers. We're here really looking for the Canadian dealers. We know most of our regular dealers in the U.S. are serviced by our inside salespeople, and most of them have pretty good inventory. We're just going into the Canadian market, so we're anxious to talk to a lot of the Canadian dealers.
And what was the mood of the distributors that you were talking to yesterday?
Everybody seems to be positive. They don't see any big increases coming next year, but they seem to be getting a little more business. But it's still going to be flat.
And what does 2012 look like for you for the staff to marketplace?
We see ourselves with a small increase, maybe looking at about 5% increase. We've added a couple of new products that are kind of specialty products, machine shop calc and the pipe trades calc that go into a lot of the type staff of dealers. So we're going to see an increase in that area.
Good, Al. Thank you very much. I'm talking with Dave Zellis from Byers Products. Dave, how's the show going for you?
It's been a good show so far. We've run into a couple of people that we've never met before. It looks like there's a lot of good opportunities for us. If we're missing anything in the number of people, certainly the quality coming through has been pretty good.
Great. And the mood of the distributors that you've been talking to, what's that been like?
Overall, fairly positive. I mean, you're going to get different answers from different people in the different parts of the country. But as far as the distributors are concerned, I think I'd rate the whole thing as more optimistic than in the years past. That's for sure.
And since you're a newbie to this marketplace, any initial impressions on what this might lead for you guys in 2012?
Well, like you said, this is a whole new experience for us, our first time at the show. So as far as a trend for us, we're the only place we have to go is up. But like I was saying before, a couple of the guys that we've met here and talked to certainly seem like some really promising leads and might give us a good foot in the door as far as getting into the market.
Good. Dave, thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks.
Hi, I'm talking to Bill Vai from CSV Marketing here at the Stafter Show. Bill, how's the show going for you?
It's wonderful. Great attendance by our principals and a lot of great activity going on.
Yeah, but when you were talking to some of your distributors there, what's their attitude and their demeanor?
Well, I would say that this is maybe the more optimistic staffed of the last few years. Without doubt, there's still a very strong sense of cautious optimism.
Okay, good. And then for CSV for 2012, your manufacturers that you represent, what kind of outlook are you forecasting for 2012?
Well, more of the same. We think we are experiencing some. Very, very nice growth, although not consistent on a monthly basis. Certainly have very, very strong months, and then some months that flatten back out, and we really expect it to do the same thing next year, unless there's some significant change in government policy or something coming out of Washington. I don't see why anything would derail what we're seeing as some incremental growth.
Okay, good. Well, good. Thanks, Bill.
Okay, you're welcome.
I'm talking to Mike McGovern and McGovern Associates, a manufacturer's rep firm that covers the southeast area of the country. Mike, how did the Stafter Show go for you?
Stafter Show seemed to be slow for the manufacturers we represent. as far as the distributor attendance, but for ourselves, it's a good chance to meet with our distributors and manufacturers in one venue.
Okay, well, and of the distributors that you talked to at the show, what kind of attitude did they have?
They always enjoy coming to Staffdub, but they're guarded as far as what 2012 looks like for them. There's some major projects going on, but all in all, construction is soft.
Okay, well, good. And then for 2012, for the manufacturers that you represent, what does the Staffdub market look like for them?
We anticipate growth for ourselves in 2012, but it's not because the market is growing. It's because we're capturing more market share from our competitors.
Okay. Good. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.